Welcome back. It's Vikings Game Plan. Wobby, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, Paul Allen. The winning formula to the preseason and today's game against San Diego momentarily. But first, we like to add some fantasy flavor to Vikings Game Plan weekly, specifically into the 2016 regular season. Where does this take us?
Well, let's take a look at playing eight games inside U.S. Bank Stadium and whose stock rises because of that on the Vikings. I like to look at quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, and I know you've gone over this on your radio show. You and I have talked about this, but Teddy playing indoors, his numbers are substantially better.
For one, you don't have to worry about any wind factors or anything like that. So I think it's a set temperature every time you play indoors. So it's going to be great. Then also just having the fans there. You know, you get to close and cage all the noise, and, you know, the fans are passionate about football here. And we want to give them something to, you know, root for. So having their support, I think it's going to be a huge advantage for us.
So I think you start there, but then I think you also go to the rest of the passing game. And maybe this is an area where a guy like Stephon Diggs sees his value go up because he's quick and fast, and now he's on a faster surface.
Wide open is Diggs. He leaps for it in the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Whoo, he went by Mathis so fast right here.
I think Adrian's going to be good because of this, too, playing inside. But I think you look at the passing game for the Vikings, and a couple of guys really see an uptick in their fantasy value.
What about an uptick in the Vikings defense, which was one of the better defenses in the NFL last year?
Goes down. Tried to get out of a tackle, and Linval Joseph made sure he didn't go anywhere.
You go into U.S. Bank Stadium, you get that crowd noise, you get Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, and the rest of the defensive line off the edge. The blitzes may be even more effective and more tricky, which could be more turnovers and more defensive touchdowns.
That's an excellent point. Totally agree with that.
And Russell Wilson goes play action, runs away from Anthony Barr, who trips him up. Anthony Barr has sacked Russell Wilson.
Fast, athletic, explosive guys coming off the edge. Not just your DNs, but Anthony Barr, Harrison Smith, forcing quarterbacks into mistakes, interceptions, and turnovers. I think a lot of people would point to Blair Walsh in this scenario as well, but he led the NFL in field goals last year playing outside, so I think it helps him, but I don't think his fantasy stock rises significantly. I think the defense is a good call, and then members of the passing game for the Vikings.
All right, the third preseason game traditionally is the final preseason game where the ones, the best players on the team, play extensively, maybe even into the second half. Fourth preseason game pretty much finalizes the bottom part of the roster. What's the winning formula for a game like this today into the regular season?
The antithesis of the fourth, where the fourth is for the bottom of the roster. I think the third is for the top. I think you want to have guys healthy and playing and then get out of the game healthy and ready to go for week one. Particularly, though, let's stick with the passing game.
Teddy shotgun steps up in the pocket. He's going to fire deep for Charles Johnson. Wide open. Caught. Touchdown. Teddy. Charles Johnson. Lead.
I think the passing game, you want that to look sharp. You want the pass protection to be good so Teddy is not pressured, and you want a high completion percentage for Teddy, maybe even a touchdown or two for the first and second team offense in this game.